So the biggest challenge we have is quite simply our geography leads us to be a border region where we are competing against our sister hospitality organisations in the Republic of Ireland, and we're marketed alongside them. And yet a customer is looking at a price in my hotel, 3.5 miles from the border, and a price in Donegal. And what they're seeing is that the price is lower in Donegal and our costs are roughly equivalent. But our VAT, for example, is significantly different. So for every £100 that I take into my business on accommodation, the equivalent hotel in the Republic taking £100 would make retain, sorry, £4.78 more on the VAT alone. Per room, that doesn't sound like a lot, but we are a high volume, low margin industry, and that quickly adds up to hundreds of thousands of pounds within a business each year that we simply don't have. The margins have been so squeezed on all sides of the border in all parts of the UK by the cost of living and the cost of doing business, but that VAT differential is really putting pressure on our businesses at the moment.
And so, do you think that? What policies, which policies are having the greatest impact on the cost of doing business? Is it just VAT?
It's not only VAT, you also have rates. So in other parts of the UK, there has been rates relief for hospitality, and those haven't been implemented in Northern Ireland. So that is also a challenge. But the one that is the biggest lever is quite simply the VAT differential. When you're looking at food at 9% in the Republic versus 20% in Northern Ireland, and you're looking at accommodation at 20% in Northern Ireland versus the 13% in the Republic, there are instances where it goes the other way. For example, the cost of room hire is VAT is higher in the Republic. But in the case studies that have been presented to you by Hospitality Ulster, you'll see that even taking into account where the tax regime is more punishing in the Republic, you're still looking at hotels, for example, that are working out at between 140 and 160,000 pounds worse off purely due to location. So that's a like-for-like model. So if you take the hotel in the north and look from its ledgers at exactly what it's made, exactly what it's being taxed, and then you pretend that it was in the south, the difference on the tax alone, same operating model, same split across the different revenue streams, you're looking at a huge amount of difference in margin. And this isn't about profitability. This is about the fact that margin supports jobs, it supports refurbishment, it supports jobs in rural areas, it supports jobs for young people. And ultimately, a hotel like mine is having to do things like postpone refurbishment work. That is stopping the business from circulating money around the economy. That's no quantity surveyors, it's no brickies, it's less money spent for in the local taxi trade, going to the local laundrette. So it has a big impact across the economy.